Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us is Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gow. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Always happy to have you joining us, especially when you've got some pretty important stuff to talk about. We've been talking about fall prevention and some of the things you can do to keep yourself safe, essentially. But on the opposite end of the fact spectrum, there are myths, and you've got a few.
Exactly. Many people think that falls are a normal part of aging, but the truth is they're not. The fact is most falls can be prevented, and we have that power to reduce our risk, whether it's exercising or managing our medications, having our vision checked, making our living environment safer. These are all steps that you can take to prevent a fall. And with September being National Falls Prevention Month, I've got some great information to help us be more aware and understanding. And there are actually 10 common myths that we have about older adult falls. And, you know, we're going to talk a little bit about the reality and why we think the way that we do on those. The first myth is that falling happens to other people and not to me. So most of us think, oh, it won't happen to me. But I can tell you from personal experience, yes, falls can happen to us. So what we find is that more than 1 in 4 older adults fall each year in the U.S. So we should not go under the assumption that I'm safe and it's never going to happen to me. Another myth that we think about is falling is something normal that happens as we get older. Falling is not a normal part of aging, and there are things that we can do, as I mentioned, with exercising and managing our medications, vision checks, making our homes a safer place. All of these are steps that we can take to prevent that fall. And we should not assume that just because we get older, we're going to be at a higher risk. Another myth is, if I limit my activity, I won't fall. Actually, getting up and moving puts us at less of a risk at falls if we're in a safe environment. So if we don't have that rug down in our house that we're going to catch our foot on. Performing physical activities will actually help us stay independent, and it's going to keep our strength up and our range of motion up as well. So don't think if we limit ourselves and what we do that that's going to fix a problem that might happen. Another myth is, as long as I stay at home, I can avoid falling. So people who have a fear of falling may decide that they don't want to venture outside of the home because they feel that they'd be more likely to fall outside of the home. But over half of the falls that individuals take actually happen within the home. So it's things like I had mentioned, catching your foot on the corner of a rug on the floor, clutter that we have around our house. If we have a pet, I am forever tripping over my dog, installing grab bars in the bathroom to make our home a safer environment, or making sure we have a handrail on the stairs, non-slip paint on outdoor steps. So there are things that we can do to make our home safer, but we shouldn't lock ourselves in our home because we're afraid of falling if we leave. Another thing that we think about when we talk about physical health is that muscle strength and flexibility can't be regained. While we do lose some muscle as we age, exercise can partially restore the strength and the flexibility that we have. And it's never too late to start an exercise program. Another myth that we hear, taking medication doesn't increase my risk of falling. Depending on the type of medication that you're on, it actually could increase your risk for falling, especially if you have medication that makes you feel a little dizzy or sleepy. And I really encourage folks to talk to their healthcare providers about potential side effects of medications. Even before we start taking those medications, we should be aware of how they might affect us and how they might interact with other meds. Another myth, I don't need to get my vision checked every year. My eyesight is perfectly fine. Well, vision changes can happen quicker than we think that they might. So getting that annual checkup each year, as well as updating your eyeglasses, are going to help us be at less risk for falls. And if you do have issues with low vision, keep in mind that there are programs and different assistive devices that can help, and lots of times the optometrists can give us a referral for those. Another thing that we think about, using a walker or a cane, for example, we're afraid that that's going to make us more dependent. walking aids, actually, they're important in helping us maintain or improve our mobility as long as the devices are used safely. And so I encourage folks to not be afraid to use an assistive device for walking, whatever it might be. A lot of people will use the walking sticks when they're out taking walks in the neighborhood just to add that better sense of comfort in taking care of ourselves. And then last but not least, these last two myths kind of go hand in hand. On one side of the fence, we think we don't need to talk to family members or our health care provider, or as an adult child of an aging parent, we're afraid to talk to our parent about the risk that we feel that they might have related to falling. And falling and fall prevention, that's really a conversation that everybody needs to have, whether we have it ourselves with the doctor or if we have it together sitting down as a family. Fall prevention is a team effort. So if you need help getting rid of some of the issues that you might have in your home, for example, whether it's adding grab bars or helping get rid of some clutter, that's something that a family can help with. And if you have concerns about what you can do to prevent falls, definitely talk to your health care provider. Falls are not a normal part of aging. I encourage folks to get more information on fall prevention. You can get it from us on our website at meritazine.kstate.edu, or you can give me a call here at my office, 913-294-4306. And I would be happy to share any information that we have to help you get out and enjoy life. And remember that it is a complete myth that falls are part of aging, because they're not.
Very helpful. Thank you. I will say that falls are possibly a natural consequence of having a cat that likes to wind itself around your ankles. I've learned that.
Yeah, I definitely feel that way. We have a brand new puppy.
Oh.
It's under my feet constantly, and the little turd, I stepped on his toe today. And just looked at him and I said, dude, gotta quit going between my feet.
I'm giving you an action hero name. You are now known as Trip Hazard.
Exactly. That's why I threw that in there on that, you know, I can avoid falling if I stay in my home. Well, no, not if you have a puppy or a cat.
For real. Well, just a question of keeping an eye on things and being careful where you put your feet and where you put the pet's food dish over there in the far corner.
Very much.
Thank you again for the heads up and for the advice, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Sounds great.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Crop Production and Farm Management Agent Ryan Schaub.